shouldn't need it, but it will. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, there are not.
Okay. Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is announced separately, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions for others, those must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken, and that those items are considered after the public hearings, which may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,758, Rachel Hughes, east of 273A, Bald Eagle Road, east of Crazy Lane, B and Lot B, Section AA, within Bay Vista Development. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Come on up here first, please. What's your name and place of residence?
Rachel Hughes. I live at 21025 Crazy Lane in Bay Vista, Rehoboth, 19971.
Okay, and you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Again, my name's Rachel Hughes. I am at 21025 Crazy Lane, mm-hmm. and my house that I've been living in for the last 10 years, I purchased in 2000, has been for sale and was supposed to go to settlement on December 28th. And 2 days before Christmas, the buyers couldn't get clear title because there was a 2-foot difference that came on the survey that they had. And it was different than the survey that I actually had on the house when I purchased it. I have both of those here. I didn't know anything about this. I had actually refinanced the home a few times, and this never came up before. So I had to do three things in order to get a CO on the house, and I met with a Dean Pettyjohn, who I believe actually wrote some notes on my case as well. And I did those things in order to meet the requirements. And in this process, he made me aware that there was actually a CO issued on the portion of the house that was in that there was the problem with the variance on, and it was another part of the house that needed a CO to be issued, and I did the work in order to get the CO on that. So apparently it was that apparently that there was a CO that had been issued in error. So I don't know. It also goes back to the two surveys that were done on the house. When I purchased the house, it appeared to be fine, and I got clear title on it. So I'm sort of confused on what else I should tell you, except it's very confusing. But I can tell you more things if you want to know more things.
Okay.
You said you owned it for 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. And when you bought it, the survey didn't show an encroachment, but the buyer's survey last year, whenever it was, did show one?
Well, it did show a slight encroachment, and it was different than the one that the buyers had done. But they were able to get, I was able to get clear title on it whenever I purchased the home. And the two other times that I refinanced the home, it never came up. So he, meaning Mr. Pettyjohn, who had me do this other work that needed to be done in order to make it flood ready, seemed to believe that there was a mistake in the issuing of it.
Did he leave some notes?
He did, but there was a CO issued for the dwelling in 1987. And for all the remodeling and additions, everything's been sort of CO'd out.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you anything else? Because I have more notes that I could tell you on some stuff.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, five. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,758 under advisement.
Second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,758 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Man, thank
your
you.
Case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, excuse me, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
When you say there's a decision, has the decision been passed that it's going to be okay, or?
No, ma'am. We're taking under advisement. There may be a decision made on later on this evening. We'll come back to this at the end of the meeting.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yes, ma'am.